Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, you have landed on Lisslep's Extra Lippy. Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Don't know where that came from, but I don't.
That was a different intro.
I like it. I'm kind of here for it. So yeah, this is, of course, with me, Robin Richford, and the very lovely
Sophie Ralph.
We hang out here, and this episode is all about you. This is where we take our listeners' dilemmas, and we do our very, very best to help you guys out. I feel like our advice is, it's getting better as time's going on.
Do you think we're improving our skills?
I think we're improving our skills, Soph. I really do. Sometimes I think it's just important to have like a soundboard just to like bounce your thoughts off of. That's kind of what this is really, isn't it?
Usually it's quite interesting because I wouldn't say we always have the same opinion.
No, we don't. And my favourite is when I say something that Sophie doesn't agree with because she goes, yeah.
We just like to sort of let you down slowly to be like, fuck, are you so shit?
It's so true. She just goes,
Yeah.
Okay. It's usually after I've really gone to town, you know? It's usually after I've really gave out my heartfelt advice, things that I've really brought in from my life.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, don't think so, hun.
But I think that's good. It means that you get to see, you know, two sides. But yeah, if you've got dilemmas, please send them in. Honestly, we love looking at them, talking about them at the Loose Lips podcast on Instagram or looselips@createproductions.com on email.
Yes. I like an email as well because it's quite formal, isn't it? And I always think the ones that come via email have always got detail. And I think it's given the Elle Woods vibes, you know, when you're sitting at like an actual computer and you're typing.
Yes.
You're more likely to like, you know, really spill your heart. And I enjoy that.
That's like old school, like I remember this is like unlocked a memory, but like when I was much, much, much younger, like I swear, and there'd be like blogs online and stuff, or like it was very much on the computer. You didn't have phones and stuff like that. And I feel like on programs, like on like Disney or whatever, they'd be like agony aunts.
I love that. Zoe 101, did you ever watch that?
Yes. Is that what that's on?
They used to always have it in Zoe 101. I loved it.
There we are. Exactly. But we've got one today. It's an interesting one, actually. And I think we will hopefully be able to help. So, hi, Sophie and Robin. I want to be more confident, but I don't know where to start. Do you have any advice? From May. Oh, I like the name May.
I love the name May. That's a gorgeous name. That's a really, well, I mean, yeah. I'm confident with that name for a start, May. This has kind of warmed my heart a little bit because I kind of like think confidence is such an interesting one because I just feel like confidence, you know, whether you feel confident and whether you're projecting confidence can sometimes be different. And that's what makes it so hard to like quantify because when you're looking around you, you can think everyone else is really confident and they might not be. So it's like a really funny one to kind of, I guess, measure, isn't it?
I was going to say this. A lot of the people that you potentially sort of look to or, you know, they're always confident. They're always, you know, they're always on. They're always, you know, happy and positive. But everybody feels a certain type of way sometimes. So even those people that you look to that are super confident have those times where they don't feel like that. And it also, it really does take a great deal of work. Like I can say that from experience. Like, you know, you can come from a really low point of feeling quite rubbish about yourself, but you can get out of that. But it does take work. It's not like an overnight thing. You can't just be like, right, I feel great about myself now. And, you know, I'm going to project that into the universe. You do have to work on it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think that through the years, I've kind of had this weird thing with my confidence where I think as a child, I was quite like inherently quite confident, like as in I was kind of confident within myself. And then somewhere in the teen years, that kind of gets kicked out of you, you know, just the way things have evolved, you know, you don't feel as confident. And then I was really lucky to have parents that instilled a lot of confidence in me. And I think the way that they do that is to kind of, I guess, figure out and try and unlock what makes you confident as an individual, because it might be different to other people. And I think that's the kind of key, I think, as you're kind of going on through. But I remember being in like a young adult, you know, like kind of like 18, going through my 20s, even early 20s, I would say. And it wasn't till like my mid 20s, I really hit like a kind of like block of confidence. And I was like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not just confident anymore. Why not? And I think it's just because my lifestyle had changed so much. So sometimes without realizing it can be your environment and things around you that kind of impact how you're actually feeling about yourself.
Yeah, I think as well, leading on from that, is like, yeah, the people that surround you as well, because honestly, it can make the biggest difference. Because if you've got people around you that haven't got your back or aren't like in your corner and, you know, they don't make you feel good about yourself, which I've had probably in the last year, like you have to remove those people from your life or you have to kind of change your tactic with them, because you can have like friendships. And I would say, you know, this probably does happen with guys, but I'd say it happens with girls a lot more. Like there's so many different factors, like, you know, even things like jealousy can affect a friendship a lot. People can make you feel awful. And that's even, it's rubbish, because you kind of have to build that confidence from within and yourself, and you have to believe in that. But equally, you have to like block out the noise of anyone else, because who is anyone else to make you feel unconfident? We all probably let those things affect us, but really no one else should allow us to feel less confident about ourselves. But it's way easier said than done.
Absolutely. And it can, you know, it can come in the form, like you say, of like jealousy or nastiness, but it could also actually come in the form of like someone that loves you and that is so fun to be around, but they're not confident in who they are. You feed off that energy. So then you're not confident because, you know, it's like they say that we're kind of like animals in that sense. Like we want to belong to the tribe, right? So if you're in a tribe of people that are often, you know, whether it's even in like a jokey manner, but they're quite like put themselves down, like, oh, I can't do that, I'm so stupid, or oh gosh, because it's, you know, no, I didn't actually get a raise, you know, it was just luck, you know. If you're kind of around people like that aren't bad people, they're great people, but they're not confident, then you'll naturally start to say things like that, and then you'll naturally start to believe it.
That's so true. You definitely, like, you, what do they say, yeah, you are the like the token of the people around you or whatever. And if people are putting that energy out there and that negativity, you take it on board yourself. Like I see myself doing it sometimes. From a tips perspective, it's hard to just be like, oh, there's just a way to be confident. I just feel like I'm at a place now, like I'm 27 now, and I'm like, I do think as you get older it becomes not easier to kind of like be more confident, but I think you just don't care what other people think. I think you start to get to that point where you're like, wait a minute, why do I even care what they're saying or what they think? You know, my life is about me. and life's too short. Like, I think this all the time. I'm just like, anything could genuinely happen. Mm-hmm. I, you know, in 30 years, will look back and be like, oh, look at me then, like when I was, you know, in my 20s and whatever. And I don't want to be like, oh, well, I thought I was feeling shit about myself all the time. Like, it's just your future self will literally smack you in the back of the head for it.
It's so true. I mean, I would. I look at like me even like in my early 20s, or I actually said to my sister the other day, so my sister's only, she's going to be 13 soon. And I looked at her and I was like, gosh, she's like looking at me, you know, like she looks the exact same. It's uncanny. And I was like looking at her and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so beautiful. And yeah, she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, because I was looking at her thinking, you look exactly like me. Then I was looking at her thinking, she's so gorgeous, so beautiful. Yeah. And I'm like, I wish 13-year-old me knew that.
Yeah.
Right? My mum used to, and then my mum said to me, I told you you were sitting on a gold mine, like as a joke. But she was like, my mum used to always say to me, you know, and I don't even mean like whatever society classes is beautiful, but like even like her aura and like, you know,
yeah.
I was just looking at her thinking, you're such a beautiful human. And I was thinking, if I'm looking at you and you remind me of what I used to be like, isn't it mad that I didn't see that then?
That's so true. And I think that we will constantly do that throughout our lives. And like, it would be nice to hit a point where you're not, yeah, you don't feel like that. And you kind of just are living your life for you. And, you know, obviously there are times where you're not going to feel the best about yourself. And that can be from a million different things, like come from within or something someone else has said. But it is like about how you bounce back. But I do just think, yeah, anything can happen. And things like opportunities, and like, if you look at it from like a work perspective, like I've always had to have kind of an air of confidence to kind of put myself in situations, even when I've not felt comfortable doing that. Like, I think people would generally say I'm a very confident person, and that word is used a lot when people would describe me. And I would agree to that to an extent, but equally, sometimes you've just got to put yourself in these situations and make it happen. And then literally just do it from there. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
I think you're right. And I think confidence, I feel like you made such a good point there, because I think sometimes you think you're either confident or you're not confident. But I think confidence actually comes from what I would call evidence. So what I would do, mate, is I would try and identify, where do I not feel confident, right? Is it in a social situation? Is it within my work? Is it when I do a particular task at my work? Is it when, you know, I'm in a large group of people? Is it based on my looks? Like, where is it that I'm feeling like the least confident? And then what I would do there is start to build the confidence in that area. And what I mean by that is, you can't fake confidence. You can on the outside, but not on the inside. If I've said to myself in a situation, say I'm going into a work situation, and I know I'm not prepared, right? I've not done the preparation. I can go in there and try and project as much as I like that I'm prepared, but within me, I know. And that, therefore, I'm not confident within that situation.
Yes.
So it's like, how do I build the evidence? Wait, is if I go into a work situation that I have, so for me, for instance, I'm filming, you know, something that's like just out and about in the public, right? If you asked me to do that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been confident because I didn't have the evidence. But if today, if I was to go and do it, I, one, probably wouldn't really even think about it. But if I did and felt a little bit nervous, my brain goes, well, you've done this a million times, Robin.
Yeah.
So you can do it because you've got evidence that you can do it. But without that evidence, that's where it's really tricky to kind of build the confidence. So I would say try and almost like create as much evidence as quickly as you can within whatever the area it is that you need to build the confidence.
I think that's so true. Like, I would, what's the word? Relaying that, whatever. I agree.
I'll tell you to do that too.
yeah. There's been so many times where I've got so nervous. Like, I like public speaking and things like that, and doing like podcasts like this and things. But there's things that you do sometimes where you don't have the previous experience. And like, it is honestly one of the hardest things in the world. I remember doing a podcast at my old work, and I was not qualified to do this podcast. Like, I was really thrown in at the deep end. The questions were so technical, like it was a joke. Like, I was having one of the tech guys write me the answers just before I did it, not knowing what any of it meant. Like, it was really tricky. And when you're in situations like that, obviously you're going to feel like, you know, you can't do it or whatever. But I mean, I still did it. I mean, I think that obviously if I'd have been a lot more prepared, it would have been better. But, you know, there are going to be situations where you're probably not in the best position to do it.
No, but I almost feel like that just gets you through it quicker. Like, I honestly think with confidence, you can't go over it, you can't go under it, you can't go around it. You gotta just like go through it. And the amount of times that I've just been like, I hate this. I, as a general rule, think if it makes you uncomfortable, do it. That's like how I kind of measure whether or not I should do something. If I feel like, oh, I really don't want to do that, I normally think that's the thing I should do.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to kind of get yourself up and out. Like, I remember even when I was starting out as a presenter and I didn't have anybody around me doing it at all. And I remember thinking, I'm going to have to put myself out in these bloody networking things or these events, and I didn't have anyone to go with because no one else was kind of like trying to do it at the same time. And I just remember going to that very first, I can actually still see it now, it was like a female little panel thing that I'd gone to, and I had to go on my own, and I just thought, this is my worst nightmare. Like, I couldn't think in that moment, it's so small now, but at the time I remember thinking, this is everything I do or not want to do. There is not one part of me that wants to go here. And did I enjoy it? No, I hated it. I want to say to you, I had the best night of my life, but I didn't. I hated it and just counted down the minutes. But then the next event got easier. And then the one after that got easier. And then suddenly you start seeing people that had gone to X and Y events. And then it starts building and you start telling people, I'm a presenter. And then suddenly the evidence starts to kind of back it up. But yeah, I think that knowing that you're going to be uncomfortable is the number one key thing for confidence. Like, to build it, you're going to have to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I sound like is that Mel Robbins? You know, the confidence person.
Oh, maybe I'll have to.
I sound like one of those people, like Tony Robbins, when he goes up and he's like, you can do it.
The thing is as well, I do think that it comes from how much you also want to improve it and how much you want it. I personally will put myself in these situations, and it's not easy. Like, there's situations that, you know, I don't want to do, or like you said, like going to these events and doing stuff like that. But you're not going to grow if you don't do it. Even if you start with baby steps, like doing something where, you know, like some people really don't like going for like food by themselves and things, like they just find it a bit either embarrassing or just like it's a bit. I used to feel like that when I was a lot younger. And then I started taking myself for dinner and I was like, this is amazing.
Isn't it the best thing ever? I love taking myself for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I actually love it.
Yeah, I do. Glass of wine, like nice food, you know, and you just feel like you can just disconnect for a bit. But it does take building up to. And I think that that's important with these things. But yeah, I can't remember what that saying is, but like, you don't grow from your comfort zone. Like, you really do have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, you do. And I think as well, like, knowing what confidence looks like to you, it'll be different to someone else. You know what I mean? Like, what I would perceive as a really confident person within, you know, my circles and what I do would be very different to someone else. And so it's 9 times out of 10 just perspective. Like, I reckon if I was put in a situation where I was less comfortable and like didn't know the situation as, you know, well, then I wouldn't be confident. You know, it's all about the environment. So it's like, how do you kind of build the confidence within yourself so that whatever environment you go into, at least even if you're uncomfortable, you feel like you can survive it to a certain extent.
Yeah, no, exactly. But yeah, I mean, going back to you, May, I think it's difficult. It's never easy. There's no, like, you know, one answer. But I think it's just, if you can put yourself out of your comfort zone, like if you could maybe pick one thing a week or something where you're like, right, I'm going to give this a go, or I'm going to go to like this, you know, random yoga class or something and try and meet some new people or something like that, then, you know, give it a go.
I think that's a great place to start. Start doing things on your own. I think that would be key. That I think once you start doing things on your own, then you have no choice but to build your confidence, because you have no choice but to, you know, speak to people. I remember even like not wanting to ring up like the takeaway or taxi. I couldn't bear it. I was like, oh, I don't. And now all I do is talk. Like, it's crazy. It's literally all I do is talk. But I remember just being like, oh, I don't want to phone a taxi. Please don't make me do it.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, the more you can do on your own, I think that's a really good place to start, mate. But let us know how you got on with it and what you weren't feeling confident about and if it's changed at all.
Yeah, please do. And if anyone else has got any, you know, questions, dilemmas, or wants any advice, then keep sending them to us either on email looselips@createproductions.com or on our Instagram @theloselipspodcast.
And we will see you on Tuesday. Oh, you can also get us on our socials, which is @RobinRichford and @SophieHLBrown as well.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.